Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of the classic play Bell, Book, and Candle.
And here to talk about it, we have Dave Flavin, who is the director, and Cachin McRae, who is in the play. And welcome to this show.
Well, thank you very much. Absolutely delighted to be here. And always a pleasure to talk about Anchorage Community Theater and the wonderful things that really this great local group has been doing for many years. And we're very proud of this production. It's a very fun American classic, Bell, Book, and Candle, and comes perfectly timed with Halloween season upon us.
Oh, to tell us why.
Well, let me tell you. It is a fun story, and maybe a lot of people know the movie, too, which starred Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak, that came out in 1958. And it is the story of Gillian, who lives in New York City. And Gillian being played by the lovely Cachin McRae.
Right.
And more about her in a bit, because I'm very excited about, this will be her Anchorage debut. So I'm very excited that that Cachin auditioned and really won the role of Gillian. Gillian is a witch. Now, she's not your typical scary Wicked Witch of the West, big wart on her nose, and the typical witch that you think of that flies around on a broom. But she does have magical powers. But she has a longing as well. She has a longing to be somewhat more human and real. And she meets a man who is human and she is very attracted to. And he's about to get married to someone else. But she uses her magic to sort of get him to change his mind.
Indeed.
Is that right, Cachin?
Yes.
Maybe you could add a little more about the character.
So Gillian is a witch. And so witches are sort of a little bit different than humans. They don't experience normal human emotions the way that we do. They can't fall in love, and they can't blush, and they can't cry. Which becomes a little bit of a problem a little bit later in the show, but more about that in a minute. So yeah, she does. She's a witch, and so she sort of gets what she wants. And at the beginning of the show, what she happens to want is her neighbor, Shep. And so she goes after him and gets him.
And, she falls in love with him. And that is the complication, as the play is written, is that if the witch falls in love, she loses her powers. So that creates a lot of the tension and the conflict in the play.
That sounds like a wonderful play.
It really is fun, and it is an American classic. It's been done many times.
I've seen it.
And I think we have a pretty good, fresh approach to this play. It's not like all other productions. And like I said, I'm really excited that Cachin auditioned for this. She is new to Anchorage, and when she walked into the auditions a couple months ago, my eyes got big and just went, wow, look at this. And right off the bat in the auditions, I just thought she had the intentions of the character, and she really understood the role. And boy, I could tell that she was a very, very smart young lady and was up for really, which is a pretty challenging role. The story really is about her, and she is fascinating to watch.
So, Cachin.
Yes.
Where have you acted before, and why is this, were you new to Anchorage?
Sure. I was most recently living in California in Fresno, and I've done several productions at a couple of community theaters there. A group called Woodward Shakespeare Festival did Romeo and Juliet and Henry V, and also another group called the Good Company Players that did a lot of different street plays, Dangerous Liaisons, 39 Steps. So I've done several shows there, and before that I was at Virginia, and I did a couple of shows with the University of Virginia. And I came up to Alaska a couple of months ago for an internship. I actually work in clinical forensic psychology, and so I'm here completing my internship for that, and that's what brought me to Alaska. And I was thrilled to find out about Anchorage Community Theater and get to be involved in this show right off the bat.
Good.
She came in by just day one of rehearsal, too, and hit the ground running. Really, just I can't wait for Anchorage audiences to enjoy her performance.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to have her. on this show, particularly because of her background. It's different from most of our of our local people, and talking to her about being down south is interesting. So you were in what plays down there?
Sure. Most recently, I just finished. I'm going to call it Dangerous Liaisons because I'll butcher the French pronunciation. But it's a show set in 17th century France, kind of about a bunch of people who really aren't very nice messing with each other and manipulating each other. And that was a really fun show to be a part of. The show right before that, I did The 39 Steps, which is a hit. It's a spoof of Hitchcock plays. Mm-hmm. And so it's originally written with four characters. We actually did it with six. But basically, they play all of the characters in this story of The 39 Steps, which is a Hitchcock movie. But it sort of makes fun of that genre. And it's just a very fun, very energetic play.
Well, what have you done to prepare for this role to play a witch?
Certainly. Well, I think one of the most challenging things about the role for me is because she is a witch and she's not a human. And so what do you do with that? And I think our emotions are what make us interesting, and especially sort of on stage, the emotions that you portray is what sort of draws people in. And so finding that balance of being witchy and being, you know, not overly emotional, but still being an interesting and sort of complicated character, I think that's been the most challenging. So just experimenting with different ways to sort of change things up a little bit and express those emotions in a way that maybe you wouldn't expect.
It is a very complicated character, and there's just kind of a wonderful mysteriousness about her, which comes through during the show.
Yeah. This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Dave Flavin and Cachin McCrae about Bell, Book, and Candle, which is opening next weekend at ACT.
I think our audiences will all be thinking about one thing I think all of us are thinking about, just the relationship this play has. I know there's not a direct relationship, but to the TV show Bewitched, mm-hmm. in that you have this character who was a witch who falls in love with a mortal.
Absolutely.
And
there
I know that
connection.
Has to be, that's the elephant in the room. But one question I want to ask about this is that this play sounds like it's the moment before Bewitched. It's the struggle of the character, how she deals with that decision to become a human or not. So it's not the same, is it?
It's similar in the but not the same, if that makes sense. The writer who came up with Bewitched credited this play and another play called I Married a Witch as two inspirations for the TV show Bewitched. And there are and there aren't similarities. There's no twitching of the nose like Elizabeth Montgomery did so well in the TV show. But you're right, Steve. I think it is sort of like it's sort of like how Darren and Samantha met, if you will. But it's Gillian and Shepard this time. Yeah. But it is sort of like the prequel, if you will to that.
You mentioned perhaps a new approach you're taking to this play earlier. Is there something you're doing with this play that's new?
Well, I think we've just stuck with the same, you know, we haven't really been influenced by any previous productions. You know, we're not trying to mm-hmm. do something that's sort of been done before. We've just sort of, you know, letting these actors find the roles and portray it the way that they want to. We have a character named Mr. Rettlich, who's in the play, and they'll be played by Mr. Marty Bauman, who's a very good actor. And I sort of challenged him with this a little bit because there is a portrayal in the movie which we're not doing. And I said, hey, here's an opportunity for you to really create a new character. And I'm going to give you full rein to go with that. And he grabbed the bull by the horns there and has come up with, I think, a very different Mr. Rettlich than you're used to seeing in this production, if you're used to it. I think we've tried to stay away from being too influenced by the movie, but also keeping that in mind because a lot of people love the movie and, we don't want to ignore that, but, we're trying to create our own version of it as well.
Cachin, have you seen the movie or have you been influenced by the movie?
I did see the movie. I watched it once, shortly before the auditions to sort of get a feel for it. I think I prefer the script better to the movie. I don't know. It just feels
the movie's
better.
Actually much different than the play. There are characters in the movie that are mentioned in the play but aren't in the actual play.
Yeah. Well, I frankly prefer live theater to movies every time.
Yeah.
It's richer at somehow and more personal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially in a very intimate theater like Anchorage Community mm-hmm. Theater. I mean, you're very close to the actors. And in that way, the actors can play a much more subtle style mm-hmm. and more real style, and nothing will be missed. If you try to do a very subtle style on a very big stage, you know, that can be missed. That's why you need those bigger mm-hmm. gestures in that. But it's having worked both as a director and an actor at Anchorage Community Theater, I just love the space because it is so intimate. You're so very close to the audience. You can hear the audience breathe, and you can hear them react, you know, both to the funny and serious moments, and it's really just a wonderful space to work in.
Well, maybe that's why I like theater so much better than movies, because of that reaction. You hear the reaction in a movie theater, but the respondents don't pay any attention to it.
You're right. Absolutely. You know, as an actor, too, you feed off of that energy mm-hmm. that you feel from an audience. When you get a good laugh, I mean, you feed off that. And you do film work, you know, you don't really get that reaction. So,
Cajun, we have about 30 seconds left. How is your reaction to working in the small space here versus the spaces you worked in California and Virginia?
I really, really like it. Actually, the last theater that I worked in is a smaller space, but I've also worked in big, even outdoor theaters. And it is. It's really nice to have the audience right there. Like, you look down and they're there. They're there with you. It's very cool.
Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. Thank you, Dave Flavin and Cajun McRae, talking about Bell, Book, and Candle being introduced next weekend. Well, next Thursday, actually, probably.
Next Thursday will be the preview performance, and the official opening night is 1 week from tonight.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Dave Flavin, director, and Cajun McRae, actress, for being here about ACT. That's Anchorage Community Theater's production of Bell, Book, and Candle.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Cyrano's is having auditions for Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day on October the 11th at noon. For details, see cyrano's.org.
South High will present Autiria, a gothic horror story, on Thursday, October 9th through October 11th. For details and tickets, visit their website.
Looking to be in a show? Well, Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla is looking for two actors for the production of The Velveteen Rabbit. The roles are leads but have few lines but need to be strong male localists. One could range from older teens to the 50s and the other from 30s to the 60s. They are currently in rehearsal 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. For more information, contact Kirsten Mason at 907-746-7163 or go to Valley Performing Arts website.
UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents The Fantastics by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones, opening October 3rd and running through the 19th. Curtain times are 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information or for tickets, contact UAATIX.com or call 786-4-TIX, and that's T-I-X.
Also opening tonight, October the 3rd, Synesthesia Artist Collective is presenting the Rocky Horror Show, and it runs through November the 8th at Mad Myrna's. For more information, visit the Mad Myrna's website.
Coming up at Anchorage Community Theaters, John Van Druten's classic story, Bell, Book, and Candle, directed by David Flavin, opening October 10th and running through November the 2nd. Curtain times are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 3. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to actalaska.org.
Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests were Dave Flavin, the director, and Cajun McRae, who's playing Gillian in the play Bell, Book, and Candle. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.